I'll let you get that turned on.
All right, I have 10:44 a.m. We'll come out of recess and reconvene. Once again, I will turn it over to Mr. Cody Stice for our next order.
Okay, we got a rezone request, order number 01-21-2025-01. Whereas on January 13, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving to the Taney County Commission the amendments to the zoning map grid H16 Branson Township to rezone one parcel from A1 Agricultural District to C2 General Commercial District. Parcel number 07-7.0-25-000-000-002.030. The next one is the exact same except for the last six, so it'd be 002.000. And the third one, 002.013, located on Shepherd Hills Expressway and Expressway Lane, Branson, Missouri. So, an idea where we're at. We've got 248 and then Shepherd. And you got your steep corner and everything, and sharp little 90 there, but what we're talking about is this little piece right here on this one.
And that purple line is city limit batteries?
Yeah, that's
so it's kind of encompassed around and...
It is. It's all around it in locations.
Okay.
Once again, this is the one we're speaking about now, but we're doing all three. It'll be this one, and this
I'm
here.
Sorry. There's a glare. Which... you've got the larger parcel.
It'll be that one.
Yep.
This one.
Okay.
And then this little piece across
there,
the road.
Right.
And it kind of grabs it. They're all A1 with the dark gray, like you said, being the Branson Incorporated area. This is how Branson's got it. They got a planned development up here, agricultural, commercial down here, and a planned development down on the south side. There's that second one. And I do not have this third one right here outlined, but that's going to be the third parcel I read out. That's it. Once again, they're requesting A1 to C2, and I'll let the applicant come up and speak.
Does the city limits go down, like where City of Branson had it? Go back to your map that shows the zoning for city limits.
Oh, the zoning?
So in between the two commercial, is that no longer the city limits? Nope, go down, left, right there. Is that not in the city limits?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's an island.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that would.
There's also, you can see just the piece of an island over here, too.
That's not in the city limits?
Yep.
Okay. Sir? Hi. Matthew Creighton, 4033 East State Highway 76 in Kirbyville. I'm just looking to get it rezoned. Currently, right now, we're just looking at doing billboards on that big piece there, and then one across the street there on that little triangle.
This little triangle, or?
Yeah, no, not that.
Right here.
Yeah, the other section. And that's it.
And is it possible to pull that up on Beacon to kind of get just a broader, more open view? Cody, you might even be able to just click on that first. There you go. In perspective where it actually lands in the city there.
I blanked out. Where am I at?
You're off the expressway. That's where you should be.
Right there at the bottom left corner.
Over here?
Bottom left.
Bottom left. There we are, guys.
Okay. That gives me a little better to where we can back out there and I can see what is next to it there.
This is Branson, like I said, dark gray, and then you got the county here and then that little piece there.
Okay. Is that the piece to the west, Tabor Rock, asphalt?
Over here?
Yeah.
It's the old APAC quarry land. Once again, his parcel's that one, that one, that one.
Do we have any more questions for the applicant before we start looking at this? And
not necessarily for the app. I mean, you can stand there, or you can come back up. It's up to you. What is allowable by C2? Where's that? Do you have that list that you can pull up?
I'll have to search it, but yeah.
There's 50 some odd plus commercial uses that are allowed by right. It's pretty much about every commercial use in a C2. Which the permitted by right is your outdoor advertising also.
Okay. Anything specific you going to drill down on?
No,
there's
C2 is where the billboards is what's allowable, right?
Correct.
That's why you're going for C2.
Correct.
Off-premise advertising, permitted use right there.
Permitted. What is the difference between our C2 and what Branson has as their commercial, do you know?
Planned unit development is one of the highest.
Well, that was one across the street there.
South of it.
Both, yeah.
But that
north
would be
end.
Higher than any kind of commercial. Those are usually your highest.
It's a planned development in itself that sets its own rules.
Right. Yeah, that way you can do a combination of commercial, single family, multifamily.
Correct.
Yes.
Everything. Okay. I don't have a problem with the billboards. I'm concerned about what may try to go in there later.
Yeah. We don't really have any plans of anything. Obviously, you know, stuff changes depending on, you know, how everything goes. But, as of right now, we don't have a plan for the rest of the property.
The ingress and egress off of Shepherd Hills Expressway.
It's terrible.
There is none for this piece.
That's what I was about to ask.
It comes right through here off Expressway Lane, as far as I know.
Yeah.
So that whole corner lot would be your driveways then off of Expressway Lane.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure out, because I don't doubt you at all. If there is a future, I just want to make sure we're not setting something up for down the road, because then who has the say on Shepherd Hills Expressway if that's not the city limits? In that area, as far as your ingress and egress.
Sure.
Just to throw something out, off-premise advertising is also allowed in C1.
It is allowed in C1?
Yeah, we haven't approached the applicant about that zoning. It's one lesser that gets you down to
a little more restricted. Yep.
Do you care to pull up C1 and let him look at that?
I know that's what I'm doing for the other
for your other piece, yeah. Correct. I'm going up.
And the only reason I did C2 on this one is because it fit more of the stuff around it, and then I did C1 on the other application just because it was.
Put a cemetery in.
Does that have to be zoned if it's a non-commercial?
It's permitted, yeah.
It's automatically permitted. A1's permitted.
Yeah.
One more down, Cody will give you the commercial.
Oh, just individually?
There you go. That kind of breaks down your commercial use. You can see C1, C2 side to side, actually. It makes it kind of handy.
Takes out the bar lounge opportunity.
Okay.
keep going. You could put a marina there.
Yeah, that seems a little doubtful there.
He's got that oceanfront property.
Keep going. I was just talking about
seeing
it.
Comparison.
Yeah.
And this is just for the first parcel that is asking for the C2. This won't be for the other two parcels, correct, Cody?
No, it's all three.
All three.
All three parcels is with this one?
Mm-hmm. There's no location on the other one.
Forsyth.
On the other orders.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what were you? There's three parcels on this order.
Correct, on this order, but there's also another request for a C1.
That's somewhere else, right?
Yeah, it's an alternate. Okay, well, mine is stuck together. I apologize.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you guys have any opinions on or concerns over C1 versus C2?
I don't personally, and our road and bridge administrator reached out and let us know that that Shepherd Hill section there is serviced by City of Branson.
It is. Then who would give the
Permitting for the driveway?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
What's that?
Who would give, if City of Branson maintains or operates or owns that road, who would give the permitting for ingress and egress?
Yeah. They
would
have to go to the city to get a driveway access. Yes.
They would
have to go to the city to get sewer access.
Is that in the city, no?
The road?
They actually have to enter that property through someone else's property, I think, unless you own that parcel that I'm thinking of. Let me go back.
Which one?
The only way to this, as far as I know, is through this.
Well, you got one.
I think that's just a clearing.
Yeah.
This is the only road I know of.
I think, not 100% sure, that looks like a... There's another one down here somewhere. Just used to be...
I may have to take your layers off.
I'm not exactly sure. I know that there's this, but that one's pretty washed out right now.
But there is an entrance down there. It looks like I can see it now.
Yeah, it's got a little turn off there.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it. Okay.
That might concrete be a, that's power line right there.
Yeah, that's a power line. That's not a road. This is where they put the new sewer run. That's just a clearing.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. You guys have any other questions? All right. At this point, we'll close this. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor or opposition to this project? Hearing none, is there any further discussion from the commission before we close this section of the public hearing? Okay, we'll deem this session closed and move to a vote.
Move to approve order number 1-21-2025-01.
Second.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you want to go ahead and...
Changing parcels from A1 to C2.
You want to second it?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Turn it back over to you, Cody, to state the next one we'll be hearing.
Okay, order number 01-21-2025-02. It is a request for a rezone from A1 to C1. Whereas on January 13, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission approves recommending to the Taney County Commission an amendment to the zoning district maps number H22 in the Swan Township. Once again, this is a rezone from A1 to C1, and the address is on Highway 76 in Forsyth. So let me give you a little idea of where we're at. So if you're coming across the bridge and you're going back up Manly Hill,